You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Anybody who's gone through a biology class has sat through the lecture on cell division. You remember those textbook drawings of mitosis and meiosis? Well, now imagine sitting in that class and having dancers appear and performing a choreographed routine depicting cell division. Well, that's been happening at Central Michigan University thanks to a project called Team Hyena Puppet. So let's talk about using the arts to teach concepts of science. We welcome Central Michigan University biologist Wheeline Pangl. Welcome, Wheeline. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
And we want to welcome Heather Trommer Beardsley. She directs the University Theater Dance Company at Central. Hey, Heather.
Hello, thank you.
So in a nutshell, Heather, what is Team Hyena Puppet, which has got a great name, which we'll talk about, but what is this project?
Yes, Team Hyena Puppet is a collaboration of faculty members at CMU, where involving a music professor, a costume designer, and myself, teach dance, and then Wheeline, who teaches biology. And we work together to make projects that represent biological processes. So we work together to represent biology through the arts.
And Wheeline, who first got this idea? Let's represent science through the arts.
I think when I started at CMU, I got my first class. It was a biology for non-major class. And I felt like I have this kind of blank slate. And I had seen one of my mentors at Ohio State do something kind of similar. And I thought, ooh, I want to do that. And so I actually sent out a lot of emails trying to get a dance professor of some sort to come and collaborate with me. And I think I sent at least 10 to 15 emails. And Heather responded in, 10 minutes? And that's how we started.
Well, no, this is interesting because it's like you cast out a lot of lines before you reeled in a fish, and that was Heather.
Yep.
What was it about this idea, Wheeline, that you went, you know what, I want to try that?
Well, I think we always want to engage our students in the best way possible. And I had a curriculum that for some of it, let's be honest, is not the most engaging. And you just introduced my class. It made me smile. But yeah, cell division, we've all had it. Mm-hmm. And how many of us do remember the details? And so I thought, well, what if we teach it differently? And I really went at it thinking about my students' learning, and I didn't really foresee everything that would come out of it. And so it's been really exciting.
And Heather, you got reeled in pretty quickly to that email. What attracted you about this idea?
Absolutely. I'm always thrilled to have the opportunity to take students out of our traditional dance studio classroom and engage in our art form, in our curriculum, in another way that involves other people and interdisciplinary activity. And so I liked being able to have this opportunity where we're engaging with biology students, we're engaging with biology faculty, we're literally dancing outside of our classroom and bringing our art to people and learning in the process. So when Wheeline emailed me, it was an immediate hands up. Yes.
You wanted to do it. And I know this started with cell division, in 2013?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's
correct. That was our first project.
Yep. All right. And then since then, what other scientific concepts have you turned into performance art?
Well, we did a piece on the ecological succession that happens on Michigan dunes. So that was a big one. We've covered some of my prior work on hyena biology, hence the name, and did a whole series of pieces kind of showing the behavior of hyenas. I know I'm missing some.
But that's the wonderful term, Team Hyena Puppet, because it's very memorable.
Yeah, we had the opportunity to work with Nicole Graziano, who's a puppeteer. And so she built us hyena puppets. And so we did this huge production based on hyena behavior.
Could someone who has seen the stage presentation of The Lion King kind of say, yeah, I kind of get what they did in showing animal behavior? Does that kind of echo this?
Yes, but I'm not sure you want me started on The Lion King.
Oh, okay. All right.
It portrays hyenas in a way that's about as far as
their true behavior really.
But it was
is.
Hailed for very, very, you know, kind of being a revelation in the way puppets were used in a stage production.
And don't get me wrong, it's amazing. Just not the science content.
We will talk about
behavior.
The story.
Yes.
We'll talk about the puppetry. Heather, what's the process like for you? So here you are, you're a choreographer, you're an artist, and you get this scientific concept or fact. How do you walk us through how you process that and turn it into movement and music?
Well, that's a very important part of the evolution of our process and how we've worked together is when things have gone awry with our collaboration, it's because we haven't stuck to the science and let science be the base, the root of what we do. And so when we decide on a project, we always start with listening to Willeen talk us through the scientific concepts of our thematic content. And so, and then Willeen is so great in her storytelling. The narrative is always so vibrant and clear to us. And she brings us images and sends us links and talks us through the science. And then I use that to create dance. And I work in the studio with the students, making sure that my movement, my choreographic choices represent the science that Willeen has taught us. And then it doesn't end there. I just don't get to make and hope that it's okay. Willeen comes into my rehearsals and we talk about how my movement choices reflect the science.
So give us an example. I know this is radio, it's not television, but can you give me an example of some kind of a fact that you could then turn into a movement?
Yeah, I think one of the best examples of this is when we made the piece, one of our first big productions called Dunes, which is about the ecological succession of Michigan's sand dunes. I started my movement with water, and I remember asking the dancers and asking myself, how can I represent water that splashes up on the sand? So we used a lot of rolling movement and movement that went in and out. And then when I moved to the sand portion of that choreography before going on to shrubs and then trees, I remember having to call Willeen in the middle of rehearsal because I wanted to know what lives on the sand, what skitters on the sand, so that I could represent movement on top of the sand. And so there's that, when I create choreography, there's that constant checking in with Willeen to make sure I'm adhering to the scientific process.
So that's, Willeen, you're kind of fact-checking the dances as they're being created.
I do. I try to be really intentional about what I bring in, what science facts I present, and then really stepping back for a while to let Heather and Jay, our a music professor, and then also Anne, the costume designer, and really give them room for their creative process. And I try to check in after. So once kind of this all is starting to take place, I come in and then make sure indeed that we are staying true to the fact. And it's awesome because they bring me in and want to know whether they are adhering to the facts.
And what is it like for you, Willeen, to see your research and your work in science come to life on stage?
It is so much fun. I think we all have so much fun doing this, and this is why we keep doing it. But it's incredible, really, to see how they take it in directions I don't think I would predict most of the time, to realize what talks to them, which is not always what I would think would talk to them, and just to kind of sit back and enjoy and just you know, kind of see it becoming something else.
I'm interested in how your respective students react to this project. Willeen, I'll let you start first. How have the science students received and reacted to the performers, and also has it helped them learn the content?
Yes, which I would agree for me, at least at the start, was the whole point. I think there's an element of surprise, right? You see them kind of the first time we have dancers come in, they look at me, they look around, they're trying to figure what's going on. And so
we're being invaded by dancers.
A little bit.
Literally,
nice.
Yes.
Yeah. And so it's a lot of fun to see them. And then, and then we do it again when everybody knows what's happening. We have kind of a flash dance for the cell division dance. And we walk them through when I talk through the movements and what they mean. And what I love is when I test them on cell division, I see them in their seat during the exam replicating the movements to try to answer the exam question, which I think is just fantastic.
Heather, you must love knowing that.
It makes me so happy.
And it can be so easy that, people get siloed with people in their respective majors. So how have your student artists reacted to the exposure to science?
Well, at first, the very first time that I asked dancers to come be involved in this project, to go to Willene's class and create this dance for her biology lecture, I was met with blank stares. But they did it and they loved it. And then it became contagious, right? This excitement about this new thing that we're doing outside of the studio. And it got a little buzz. And now we've been doing it for so long. So we did it first, I think, fall 2013. We've been doing it every semester since. And now I would say the past couple of years, I have students who come and ask me, hey, you're doing that biology dance this summer? You're doing that science stuff? Can I be involved? And they want to be engaged in this way. And then they take Willene's class and some of them, and they've already done the dance, right? Uh-huh. So they've had mm-hmm. this physical connection to the curriculum.
Have you won over any science students as converts to dance? I'm curious. You say some of your dancers have taken the science classes.
Yes, and vice versa. So I have a creative project that's very open at the end of my semester, and a lot of them turn to dance and take it to places that are just phenomenal. And even over the years, like, I've had multiple emails, and they don't remember cell division. They remember the dancing. So it creates kind of that emotional connection to science that is just very fun to see.
So what has been the most surprising part of working on this collaboration through the years? And I guess what could other schools and colleges and universities learn from what you're doing, Willene?
Oh, it's tough. I think when we join forces, it becomes something else and something stronger. And so I think we've all learned from each other, and our students have benefited, I think, incredibly from that process. It's just been very fun. What people have learned, I think, just being open to what can come in the classroom, what can help the learning might not always be what we think of it.
And Heather?
Yeah, so the whole idea of being open to possibility and the magic that happens when you collaborate, what I've learned most by working with Willene and Jay and Anne in this way on Team Hyena Puppet is that when we work together and when the possibility of collaboration is a building of ideas. So we're all throwing in ideas, we're all working together, and then realizing each time that what we create is not something that each one of us could have created on our own, because it is a layering of ideas that builds something that is brought to fruition because of collaboration and because of trust and because of the interdisciplinary nature of our work. And just being surprised each time and looking at it and be like, wow, that holds a piece of us, like of each of us, that we couldn't have done on our own.
And I think maybe to add to this, what's maybe a little different is that we are at a university setup.
Yeah.
And so the students are seeing it, they witness it, they get inspired, they remember. And I think that might be where we stand a little bit different than some of the other projects I've seen, is just that really tight connection to student learning.
Yeah. It's Team Hyena Puppet using dance, music, costuming, and puppetry to illustrate scientific concepts. And we've been talking with part of the team that created it, and that would be CMU biologist Willene Pangle and Heather Traumer-Beardsley, who's director of the University Theater Dance Company. All this work happening at Central Michigan University. Thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you. This is fun.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.